Post Office. This is Dylan Darling with Registered Goad, and I am...
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good, pretty good. if you don't mind, would you please just introduce yourself and tell me your title?
Oh, yeah, of course. My name is Adoni Melofopoulos. I'm the Pollinator Health Extension Specialist for the state of Oregon.
All right. Now, that's a pretty, fantastic title. Help me understand it. What do you do in this role?
Well, I am a professor at Oregon State University in the Department of Horticulture, and like many people in the extension service that you've got people, master gardeners, forestry, in agriculture, we help people. We help people solve problems. And the problem that I help people with is how to keep pollinators healthy while doing all the other things that you have to do. You have to grow crops, grow a garden, grow a forest. How do you do all that and keep bees healthy? That's my job, is to give people that information.
Now, as part of this mission, there's something called the Oregon Bee Project Strategic Plan. What is this, and what are the goals of this strategic plan?
Yeah, the plan is a statewide initiative. It's led by Oregon State University Extension Service, which I'm a part of, but also the Oregon Department of Agriculture and Oregon Department of Forestry. And what we do together is we've created a plan with four goals. We know what's affecting bees, and everybody's heard about bees having trouble. Those four things are: they need lots of flowers in the landscape at the right time and the right kinds of flowers. They need to be protected from exposures to pesticides because those can harm bees. They need to be protected from diseases and parasites that the bees themselves get. They get sick just like you and I. And the final thing is, we wanted to know more about the bees of Oregon because we have over 800 species, but for a lot of counties, we haven't looked since the 80s, 1950s, so we wanted to get a sense of who these bees were.
Great. And earlier when we were talking about just getting out, talking to the public, you mentioned that you actually have bee petting zoos. What are these and how do you use them?
Yeah,
well, what is a bee petting zoo?
You know, the idea came from Bonnie Schaffner with Portland Metro. We do a lot of outreach and education with the public, in addition with the farmers and foresters. And the thing is that lots of people they know a honeybee and they know a bumblebee, but they don't know all the rest of these bees. And there's no better way to get to know them than to hold them in your hand. And so what we do is we find male bees. Males can't sting. Catch them, we put them on ice, slow them down, it's like a cool evening for them, and then you can put out your hand, and what we do is we put the bee in your hand, and then you can pet the bee, you can stroke your finger, you can also look very closely at the bee, its eyes, its antennas, and you start to notice things that you never saw when they're just whizzing by at full speed. It's a real opportunity for you to get up close and personal and get to know these really lovely creatures that Oregon has a lot of.
It sounds like a great way to do just that, to get to know bees. Now, why should people do that? Why should they know about bees and these pollinators?
Well, I think a lot of people know how important pollinators are in food production, especially here in Oregon. We have 220 different crops. There's a lot of different crops in the state. But everything from radish seed to watermelons up in Hermiston, those beautiful Hermiston watermelons, down where you are, the berries, the cherries, the pears, all of those things, the pumpkins and the squash, to get a good, high-quality fruit, you need a bee to transfer pollen from one plant to another. And so making sure those bees are there in large numbers will help produce those foods. But the other thing, when you're holding the bee in your hand, you figure out this other thing. They're amazing. Oregon is actually home. It's one of the hot spots for bee biodiversity. We have more bees in Oregon than all the states east of the Mississippi. And so you start to look at them and you see there's green ones. There's ones that are large and fluffy, and there's ones that, will nest very close by and are very passive and gentle. You start to really appreciate them. So I think those two reasons, just love of nature and the good work that these bees do for making sure we have lots to eat.
Great. Well, thank you so much for helping me understand more about the Oregon Bee Project strategic plan and just bees in general.
Well, you're so welcome.